Life ends, she thought, and there's death waiting right behind us. So it must be close, very close. It would be a door. Yes, old wood. She turned. Behind her there was a black door in the air. She pushed it open. Beyond the door, black sand stretched away under a sky of pale stars. There were mountains on the distant horizon.
Help us through, said the voices of the hiver.
If you take my advice, you'll nae do that, said Rob from her ankle. I dinna trust the scunner.
You don't have to come, Rob.
Oh, aye? And I'm to see across death's threshold alone, am I?
You've a clan and a wife.
Aye, and I will nae dishonour them.
Tiffany stared through the doorway. She stepped across. Nothing much changed. The sand felt gritty underfoot. The air wasn't cold, but thin and prickly to breathe. The door shut softly behind her.
Thank you. What do we do now?
You die, I think.
But there is no me to die, only us.
Tiffany took a deep breath. Here is a story to believe. Once we were blobs in the sea, then fishes, lizards, rats and monkeys. Our blood is as salty as the sea we used to live in. This hand was once a fin, this one once had claws. In my mouth, I have the pointy teeth of a wolf, the chisel teeth of a rabbit, and the grinding teeth of a cow. Everything we've ever been on the way to becoming us, we still are. I'm made of the memories of my parents, grandparents, all my ancestors. You say you're us, but you're not different from us. Except we know not to listen to the monkey.
You puzzle us, said the hiver.
The old bit of our brains that wants to be head monkey and attacks when it's surprised. Then it doesn't think, it reacts.
But being human is knowing when not to be the monkey. When you take people over, though, you silence the human part. You listen to the monkey, which doesn't know what it needs, only what it wants. No, you are not an us. You're an I.
I? Me? So who am I?
You want a name? That helps.
A name?
Yes. I've always liked Arthur.
Arthur. I like Arthur too. And if I am, I can stop. What happens next?
Tiffany looked at the endless sand. I think you have to cross the desert.
What's on the other side?
Tiffany hesitated. Some people think you go to a better world. Some think you come back to this one in a different body. And some think there's nothing. You just stop.
And what do you think?
I think you have to cross the desert to find out.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
Goodbye, Arthur.